Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, my name is Rachel, and today we are reading Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell upon a path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, and since it had no depth of soil, when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing and increasing and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, "If you have ears to hear, then hear." When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about these parables. And Jesus said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven." And Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these here are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy. But since they have no root and endure only for a while, then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, they immediately fall away. And others are those sown among the thorns, the ones who hear the word. But the cares of the age and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. And these are the ones sown in the good soil. They hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. The word of the Lord. So when Jesus tells these parables, I often think about my life working here with the children and youth and families at the church. I speak to youth group, and it seems like I'm sowing the seed of God, the word, out to the group, and I have no idea if they're even listening. But sometimes you hear a way that the word of God catches into their hearts and grows, and they remember things and God works in them. I'm always surprised when that happens. And in this parable, it's so interesting that the good news of God's glorious kingdom is related to just little displaceable seeds that can be lost, that can be scorched, that can be suppressed by seeds. And it's not until we let God's word into our heart that the seed germinates and grows something new. And when that happens, it disturbs the soil of our life. We can no longer be living each day the same. We have to let the roots of God's word grow in our lives. And if so, then someday we can reap with shouts of joy. Let's pray. God of word, in the parable of the sower, you showed us how your word can take root and grow within us. Nurture the seeds of your word in our heart and help us to grow in faith and love. Amen.